halfway through May. It's payday, May 50th. The May long is near. However, some impact weather to make you aware of. Enough to have to go looking for some rain gear, possibly. Maybe an umbrella, or just be mindful as you step out this morning. It's going to be pretty wet. Rainfall warning is blanketing the southeast corner of our province here. Rain, showers, thunderstorms expected at least till tomorrow afternoon. Areas like Weyburn, Wolseley, Estevan, Carlisle, Carnduff could see between 50, 80 millimeters or 2 to 3 inches of rain, with the heaviest amounts near the U.S. border. Here in Regina, we're not under any rainfall warning ourselves, but we could see as much as 30 millimeters or over an inch of rain by the time we get through today and through the evening, and becoming really windy tonight as well, too. But yeah, two more sleeps to the unofficial start of summer, the May long, and that may sound a little disappointing. Our highs, though, will be up around 13 degrees, and it will turn sunny for Saturday and Sunday. Normal highs are about 19, so it's going to be a lot cooler. But will that stop you from camping? Because camping season officially kicks off this weekend, and to no one's surprise, there are lots of camping sites available at just about every park this weekend. Some of you are cabin owners and might be headed out anyhow. It's just to open it all up, get the dock in perhaps. I know that's part of the plan in our household, to assist with dock duties at some point this weekend. And certainly with this rain, depending on where it's hitting in your area on the farm, it might slow seeding. But that was going pretty well, according to the last crop report. Farmers well ahead of the average, more than 20% of the crop already in. But yeah, we're in for some much-needed moisture, whether you're on the farm or just waiting to put your garden in and all those bedding plants. Hey, this is good. We'll take it. Here's something you may need that umbrella for today, but I want to really help spread the word that this morning at 11:30, the 7th annual Hearts in the Park event is on to honor victims and survivors of Crime Week, put on by the Circle Project and the Regina Police, along with Family Service Regina. They've got a theme this year. They call it Putting Our Hearts on the Line, the Power of Collaboration. And that's going to highlight the importance of working together as a community in order to break the cycle of violence, because that's how it has to happen. Everyone coming together. And you're going to be able to mark a paper heart with your name of a loved one who might have been affected by violence. And you can hang it alongside all the other hearts they're going to be putting up in Victoria Park. But whether you're a survivor, an ally, or someone seeking to better understand just the impact of violence in your own community, this event is welcoming everyone. It's in Victoria Park this morning at 11:30. Yes, it will go ahead, even though it might be raining. Oh, and I want to mention this because she's a good friend of the show and now Lieutenant Governor Bernadette McIntyre. Perhaps King Charles is having a little Saskatchewan in his English breakfast today, because Bernadette McIntyre, our Lieutenant Governor, met with him privately yesterday in Buckingham Palace. Apparently, she took along a green wool scarf, a jar of dill pickle mustard, and some lentil and chickpea snacks. So it's kind of cool. And I admire Bernadette over the years as a volunteer. And now as Lieutenant Governor, she's got that opportunity. It's cool. Soaking rain here the next 24 hours within the city, and some areas a little more so. I think anytime we get moisture, it's welcome, even though it may halt up some of the seeding on your farm in the area. But hopefully everyone's ready for May long weekend. I know it's not looking as if it's going to be a hot one by no means, but it's not going to stop us, I'm sure, from visiting garden centers, making a list of, you know, bedding plants and what you need to plant this year if you haven't already started that. But that's usually what May long does, or else getting out to open up the cabin for the first time, getting the dock in. But yeah, it will turn sunny eventually Saturday, Sunday. Just not really hot by no means either. And hey, this is actually happening perhaps. Old Taylor Field might be turning into something. We shared with you yesterday how the city was meeting an executive. They're going to apply for federal money to develop the land into a mixed housing community with both affordable and at-market options. I know some of you are saying, yeah, we've heard this for how many years now? But the first step is getting the underground infrastructure in, sewer and water, and then green space and an engineered plan for the future development. But it's going to cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 million. And coming up after the 7:30 news, we'll break it all down for you with Mayor Chad Wyszynski, who is popping by for his weekly visit. If you have any questions for the mayor about anything else, why don't you text me, 1-877-300-7275. So a couple Canadian clubs in action last night. First up, the Leafs at home to the Panthers.
Ball has been short so far. Could be tested again, perhaps. And that shot scores. Aaron Ekblad has opened the scoring for the Panthers.
The great call there from Chris Cuthbert. But Wool might have looked sharp in the opening, but eventually he was yanked. Because let's jump to the second with just under 10 minutes left. The Leafs already down 2-0.
Reinhardt back in with Boqvist. In front and scores. Jesper Boqvist. And it's 3-0 Florida.
Yeah, three unanswered goals for the Panthers. And they would go on to literally dismantle the Leafs. 6-1 was the final. And they now take a 3-2 game lead in the series. And the Maple Leafs have gone from the driver's seat to the brink of elimination. The Bluebirds came out hard. One even threw his jersey onto the ice.
8 seconds to go in the period. And now, boos from this crowd. So tired of failures from their Leafs in the postseason. This series started out so well.
Austin Matthews, after the game, was asked about the booing.
It goes through your mind when you see some fans leaving or hearing boos in the middle of such an important game.
I mean, I don't think we gave them much reason to stick around.
So. You got that right, Austin. After leading the series 2-0, the Leafs now trailing 3-2. And whether or not the Cats have the Leafs down to their last life, I guess we're all going to find out tomorrow night in Game 6. Coming from Florida. The late game from Vegas where the Knights had to win or shake hands and watch the Oilers move on to the Western Conference Final. This one was tight checking, fiercely defensive on both sides. No one wanting to make a mistake through three whole periods. Both goalies, I thought, played well and came up with big stops. But sooner or later, you know, one of them had to give one up. And I'm just happy it was the Knights in overtime.
Idle sets up Nurse, shoots. Save made by Hill. He does a snow angel in the blue paint. It's on the goal line. Score! Series is over. The Edmonton Oilers win it in overtime.
And that allowed me to go to bed and get a few hours sleep. But yeah, Kapanen scoring on a scramble in front of the net. 7 minutes, 14 seconds of overtime. And the Oilers beat Vegas. Now, they wait for, of course, the Jets and the Stars. Who will win there? That series resumes tonight. And the Jets got to win at home to stay alive. Incidentally, Stuart Skinner, the first goalie in NHL history to not play at all in the first two games of a playoff series, but then deliver back-to-back shutouts. Connor McDavid said after the game, that should silence critics.
Well, hopefully it shuts a lot of people up that were talking about them, first and foremost, but we've always had belief in them. Comes in and pitches two shutouts. Can't say enough good things.
Depth scoring, helping the Oilers. We will win the Stanley Cup. Did I say that? I've been saying that all along. Jets, I'm not so sure about tonight, but I'll be watching. The game starts at 7:30, and the Hurricanes could end things for the Caps, too. Oh, a trooper, led by Ray McGuire. Unmistakable voice. I've not yet ever seen the new Trooper that lives on, as Ray had said, you know what, Trooper will live on, but I had to retire. I loved Ray McGuire. Met him long ago when this was a top 40 station, CJME. I have a picture of myself and Ray McGuire standing in the very studio I sit now that looked a heck of a lot different. I handed him a Bic pen and I said, please, I had the Two for the Show album, please autograph. And he did, invited me to the show that night. He was just a great guy. But I've never seen Trooper as they are now. And I hear they're still a good party band. But part of me just, I don't know. I just like Ray as Trooper. But shake the lake. It's coming near the end of August there, and they're selling tickets right now, and Trooper's on the bill, and they're always a big hit. So get your tickets for that as you plan out your summer. And certainly a lot to look forward to this weekend. The May long camping returns, although I don't know how busy it's going to be in the campgrounds. I bet there's going to be a lot of spots left. It's pretty cool. Only highs of 13, and we will get back into the sunshine Saturday, Sunday. But today it's umbrella weather, rubber boot weather. However you want to get through a rainy day, and we could have well over an inch by the time we're done. Some areas of the province, much more. There's actually a rainfall warning southeast corner of the province. Areas like Weyburn, Wolseley, Estevan, Carlisle, Carnduff, maybe up to 80 millimeters or 2 to 3 inches of rain. Some areas need it more than others, and I hope, even though it might stall seeding on the farm, you're probably welcoming the moisture. Yesterday, I had a chance to catch up with my friend Laurie Patrick from Sutton Group Results Realty, and she's got her show, Inside Real Estate, coming up on the weekend, Saturday morning, and just wanted to ask Laurie for a quick update on what the real estate market is like here in the city at the moment.
You know, I think there's a little bit of a shift, ever so slight shift in the real estate winds. Not quite as many competing offers. Well, there still are competing offers, but maybe not quite as many bids on one particular house. And the prices aren't going quite as high over in some cases.
Okay. There's not as many competing offers because demand isn't there, or how does that work?
I think demand is still pretty high. There's buyers are getting a little market weary, I think. You know, a lot of them have competed and lost out. Taking a little break. The inventory is starting to climb up. You still have to price well. You still have to price according to market conditions as a seller. You can overprice in a seller's market, and that just makes you stand out more because then buyers are asking, what's wrong? Why didn't that sell?
So you're saying that if I think I have a home that's worth, say, $600,000, that's what I believe it to be worth, but you might tell me you're about $50,000 too much there.
Mm-hmm. Strategic pricing is actually pretty smart right now. So if I'm going to list something at six, I might list it at 580, right? If I'm thinking, because when you list it on the lower end, you tend to get more buyers through the door and oftentimes more competing offers, and they go higher. If you list it right at your high watermark, you don't get as many.
So buyers or seller's market right now?
Seller is still a seller's market.
There you have it. I'm seeing a lot more for sale signs as I drive around. Tyler Hubbard there, leading vocals of Florida Georgia Line. I bring that to your attention because he's one of the performers at Craven Country Thunder this July. And all week long, we've been giving away weekend passes, a pair that's worth well over $600. By the time you add your fees and all that, it's like $650 I can save you. Well, I thought going into the May long, we'd kind of celebrate. So what I've done is on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page, I've invited you to just simply pop by there and drop me a note. What are your weekend plans for May long? I'm curious. That's your entry. And then randomly, we're going to select not one, but two people to win these weekend passes and really save some dough. And just looking at some of your responses right now, Ashley Dunham said, building a deck. My first home, building a deck this weekend. Hope the rain backs off. Study for my certification exam. That's Miranda. Zumac said that. And let's see here. Well, a lot of people going to the lake. Nikki Nikki said she's off to the lake. I know a few people doing just that. So that's how easy it is right now. If you want to try at least to enter and win Country Thunder passes, use my CJME Morning Show Facebook page. Bit of a controversy already within the Carney cabinet when you look at it. Yesterday, everyone's favorite, not here out west, that's for sure. Stephen Guilbeault, the heritage minister, who has nothing to do with pipelines, publicly contradicted the prime minister on energy policy yesterday.
Premier Smith is saying that you're anti-pipeline still. What do you say in response to her concerns just about broadly about the cabinet? And how do you deal with national unity? How do you address that right now?
So on pipelines, people should remember that we bought a pipeline, Trans Mountain, and that is only used right now about 40% capacity. So I think before we start talking about building an entire new pipeline, maybe we should maximize the use of existing infrastructure. And the Canadian Energy Regulator, as well as the International Energy Agency, are telling us that probably by 2028, 2029, demand for oil will peak globally, and it will also peak in Canada. So as far as I know, there are no investors right now. There are no companies that are saying that they want to build an east-west pipeline. And as you know, these things are built by companies, not governments.
Well, as you know, the Conservatives would happily want you to know that. I saw Andrew Scheer shared it. And you know what? I think out west here, we all are just so tired of this guy. And you got to think it's so counterproductive after the prime minister had just said in an interview Tuesday that he's willing to green light a new oil and gas pipeline if an interprovincial consensus exists for one. So I'm sure he's slapping his hands here later on today. But what else is new? It's not surprising to hear him talk like that. That's for sure. Last night, Leaf fans had a rough one. Leafs have gone from the driver's seat to the brink of elimination. The Boo Birds were out early.
8 seconds to go in the period. And now, boos from this crowd. So tired of failures from their Leafs in the postseason. This series started out so well.
And 6-1 was the final. And Austin Matthews, after the game, was asked about the booing.
It goes through your mind when you see some fans leaving or hearing boos in the middle of such an important game.
I mean, I don't think we gave him much reason to stick around, so.
Yeah, it was ugly. So, after leading the series 2-0, the Leafs now trailing 3-2 after getting blown out in Game 5. Oilers eliminated the Knights. See, like, as an Oiler fan, I'll tell you, we're keeping up our end of the bargain to get to the Stanley Cup. We just need that Eastern team to turn it around. It would be marvelous to see the Leafs and oil in a Stanley Cup. But, boy, do the Cats have the Leafs down to their last life? I think they do. We'll see you tomorrow night in Game 6 in Florida. And finally this morning, Mayor Chad Baczynski is going to be dropping by for his weekly visit just after the 7:30 news. If you want to text and offer a question that I can pass on to the mayor, please do so. 1-877-300-7275. We'll talk about how yesterday at executive committee, they want to bring this to council next week for approval. But yeah, there could be some movement on the old Taylor Field sites, at least get in the infrastructure and then maybe some housing. How it all breaks down financially for you and me with Mayor Chad Baczynski after the 7:30 news this morning. It's 6:28.